This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Username, LRN.FM. That is a way for you to get on the air with us and sound pretty darn great compared to a phone call. Also, there's our Discord on-air call-in line room, which I think is the highest quality connection option for you. But you do have to get into our Discord chat first over at discord.lrn.fm, and you'll find that room at the top of our list of several different rooms where you can engage in conversation with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts. The hosts in the studio tonight include me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Will.
Now, of course, you can bring up anything you want on the way here tonight. Melanie, you're going to tell us about, in a little while, we'll get to the story of a social worker that was apparently shot to death, killed in some way. What happened?
She was beaten to death.
Beaten to death. We'll explain what that was all about. And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. Although I wanted to start tonight, since Will is here, he's pulling a double duty here today, actually just finishing up his own show, The Call to Freedom, which you can hear on LRN.FM every single weekday from 4 until 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Because you are like the crypto guy. I mean, you've taken, we all love cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live, but you've taken it to a different level by including it in your show every single day.
Yeah.
You have an entire hour of the Call to Freedom called the Crypto Hour every day of the week. And, yep. you know, you talk about the latest headlines from the world of cryptocurrency and all different aspects, not just Bitcoin, but many of the competitors, some of the smaller upstarts, some of the controversies. So
anything going on in the cryptographic space. So, like, we're going to talk about stuff like encrypted media messaging systems or new coins or, you know, whatever's going on in that space in technology. So it could be like today we were talking about banks discussing using the blockchain as a way to improve transparency so that you know they're not gambling away your money because you can see what they're doing with it. That kind of thing.
Cool. So, yeah, there's all kinds of neat things happening out there, and you're one of the people that I think, as far as people on the radio, you're probably one of the most plugged in, more so than even some of the hosts here on Free Talk Live. And there's something that's been kind of in the news over the last few weeks that I'm pretty sure you guys already covered on Call to Freedom. I've teased it, but we never really got into it, and that is this proposed lawsuit.
It went
against Roger Ver and Bitcoin.com. So it's already dead?
Yeah, it's dead. Dead in the water.
Why do you say that?
Yeah. Well, because they couldn't raise the money for it. The guy who put the whole thing together, he's already refunded the 30. Like, they needed to put like 50 grand together, is what he said, to pay for a lawyer
for
so they could sue Roger Ver. And they were able to raise $3,700.
Wow.
Of it. You know, even though, like, according to like their Twitter feed, they have tens of thousands of people that were ripped off and they're so angry.
They're angry.
And, like, they couldn't even, like, okay, so tens of thousands. So that means you couldn't get $3 or $4 per person
for this huge
payout. They would have gotten
right, and with all of the supposed Bitcoin fanatics who hate Roger and Bitcoin Cash,
it's like
still
Satan.
Couldn't. So, for listeners that are unfamiliar, let's give a brief history here because it's what I wanted to talk about was more than just this lawsuit. It's the attitude of the people that are behind it.
Well, there has been one new development that actually happened today, and that is that Coin Market Cap has taken Bitcoin.com off of their website. Used to, when you went to CoinMarketCap and you looked up Bitcoin, over on the side, it's got, like, you know, websites,
related
exchanges
links
and stuff. Website one was Bitcoin.org,
right,
and website two was Bitcoin.com. Website Bitcoin.com is no longer listed at CoinMarketCap as a website to learn about Bitcoin.
I don't think that's unfair, because Bitcoin.com does tend to promote Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah.
And Bitcoin Cash is not the same thing as Bitcoin, BTC, Bitcoin Core, whatever you want to call that. So I don't think that's necessarily a problem, but I understand why some people would be all abuzz about that. Some people just get all upset over this controversy between these two forms, these competing forms of Bitcoin, and I just can't understand why this conflict continues to this day. And Free Talk Live was just dragged into it yet again, and I'll explain to you
what
I mean by that. But for listeners that are unfamiliar, let's take everybody back. Actually, it's been about a year now. About a year ago, in May of 2017, there were two feuding factions in the world of Bitcoin. Now, for listeners that don't know, Bitcoin's the world's first cryptocurrency. It's decentralized. It's, you know, it was an amazing piece of technology. It was released to the world by Satoshi Nakamoto. No one knows who that is. It just got some really awesome coverage last night on the fictional television show Silicon Valley. Hilarious program. Great show. If you haven't checked that out, you really ought to. Last night it went completely pro crypto, which was awesome.
Trezor Wallet was also on another HBO show last night.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
So, you know, crypto's getting mainstream coverage, which is awesome. And, you know, the fact is we owe it all to Satoshi Nakamoto and Bitcoin. So there's no doubt.
And let's be truthful, partly to Roger Ver.
Well, Roger Ver was one of the biggest
original
adopters
and early adopters.
Early promoter. He took a lot of his own money and put it into Bitcoin, and subsequently, and when it went up and early on, he spent a lot of that and invested what would now be probably hundreds of millions of dollars worth of it in these early Bitcoin startups like Blockchain.info or I don't know if Coinbase was one of them, but he's in behind a lot of these.
The guy that was literally giving away free money years ago.
He'd come to Porkfest and hand out those physical Bitcoins, which are kind of like a gimmick, but they're worth
like
16
grand. Yeah.
Right now. So one of those physical Bitcoins that he was giving out at the time was worth about $2-3.
They're worth almost $1,000 with nothing on them now.
If they're just empty?
Yeah, just an empty Cassius coin.
That's amazing.
Is now worth hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
Close to a grand just for an empty coin that you could hold a physical Bitcoin on.
So, I mean, Bitcoin is a phenomenon, and it deserves all the credit that it deserves, and that is, it deserves a lot of it. But there was a problem that happened last year. Well, it was happening before last year, but last year it came to a head. And it came to a sort of an impasse. And the issue was these two sets of programmers were fighting, saying, well, we know the best way to scale Bitcoin. Because what had happened was Bitcoin had become too popular for its own system, for its network to be able to handle all the transactions that people wanted to put through it. And so the question was, well, how do we scale this thing? How do we make this thing be able to handle all the transactions that people want to use it for? Because it's succeeding, right? Like, it's a victim of its own success. It's going through growing pains, basically. These are good problems to have, right? You want to have the problem where you're struggling trying to figure out how to handle all the growth you're having because you're having so much growth, right? That's what every business should want to have to face. Unfortunately, the two different warring sides could not come to an agreement on how to fix this problem. They just couldn't. They tried. A year ago in May of 2017, there was something called the consensus, where both sides, people from both sides, and there's different companies involved and like different people. There's no one like monolithic Bitcoin corporation. It's just like this code that's out there on the internet. There's no company behind it. There's just individuals who program this thing. And if not everybody agrees on how to program it, well, then it's part of the Bitcoin protocol to allow for what they call a hard fork, meaning that in this case, this would split the code. The people who disagreed with the directions could just go ahead and program their own version of Bitcoin using the original code as the basis, but making their own changes to it and sort of going forward with that and then letting the market decide. What does the market say is the best solution? Is it VHS? Is it Beta? Or is it Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash? Or is it something else entirely? Because I think it's a false choice to believe that, you know, Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash is going to be the ultimate winner of all this. It could very well be any of those other cryptocurrencies out there. There's over 1,500 of them right now. Or it could be something we haven't even seen yet.
It's not necessarily a one winner of currency. I mean, so in state currency, which, I mean, is a little bit different, but there's not just one currency.
There's the market dominant, though. There's the U.S. dollar is the world dominant currency.
I mean, through the military it is, but you could still, like, euros were still worth something.
That's true.
So there's not, it's not like, I would be very surprised if all but one cryptocurrency just kind of had a either zero or really low.
No, no. If that's what it sounded like I was suggesting, I wasn't. I'm not saying there's only going to be one in the future. What I meant was I don't believe that Bitcoin's going to stay on top forever. There's always going to be one that's on top, right? There's going to be one that has more of a market share, more of a market value than the rest of them.
Okay.
Whether, you know, if you look at credit cards, maybe that's Visa, maybe it's MasterCard. I don't know who's got it in credit cards. You know, Bank of America's the number one bank. You know, so there's always going to be...
Bitcoin's the diner's club of credit cards.
So we're going to come back here with more. Yeah, well, that was the first credit card.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
855.
And it's gone now.
450 free like freedom. There's more coming up here. Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Mother's Day sneaks up and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly of green onions. That tells mom you don't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms, delivered straight to your mom, so they'll last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you'll get amazingly fresh-cut flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in here. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And our Skype username is lrn.fm, plus the Discord on-air call-in line room. You can go to discord.lrn.fm and hop in there, and that's another way for you to get on the air with us. We're talking about the world of cryptocurrency, specifically this ongoing, what I would say, petty infighting between...
Pissing contest is what I've called it since the very first day.
Between the Bitcoin, let's call them maximalists, the Bitcoin true believers, and the Bitcoin Cash fanatics. They've been fighting one another for now a solid year almost. And Free Talk Live just got pulled into this again, and I'll explain what I mean when I say that here in moments. Joining you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Will.
Now, your Mother's Day gifts, you got a little bit of time left, but not much. So if I were you and you want to get something nice for Mom for Mother's Day, I'd get over to The Books over at BOUQS.com. Book stands for bouquets, and these flowers are booking awesome. In fact, they've even got farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And Books has cut out the middlemen, so you get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. You can show your mom how much you care by sending her artisan design flowers from The Books. Order today. Get an extra 15% off when you enter code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's BOUQS.com. They're a new advertiser here on Free Talk Live. And we had some of their flowers in here last week. They looked great. I decided to get some for my mom as well. BOUQS.com with code FTL to save that 15%. So the headline about a week ago was that the outraged pro-Bitcoin community, pro-BTC community, alleges Bitcoin.com is misleading buyers into buying Bitcoin Cash. And then they go on to talk about how they want to file a lawsuit because allegations are that Roger Ver has been dishonest, that he has been outright committing fraud. And
well, now that's one thing I definitely want to address. My co-host on the show, Tom, is a cybersecurity attorney, and before he worked for the firm that he works for now, he used to work for an intellectual property patent, that kind of stuff, that kind of law. And he took a look at what the people are crowing about specifically. You know, it's a screenshot that's in, like, if you go to Cointelegraph or, you know, all these different websites, they show the screenshot of what everybody's freaking out about. And what it is it's a big orange thing, and it shows the Bitcoin Cash symbol and the Bitcoin symbol, and it says, click here to buy Bitcoin Cash BCH with a credit card, and underneath it says, recommended. And then the second thing, it says, Bitcoin, buy BTC with credit card. And that's it. And that's literally all that's there. That's all they have, is that they put Bitcoin Cash above Bitcoin. They don't say buy Bitcoin BCH here. There's no fraud whatsoever.
Right.
It's just you didn't give Bitcoin its proper position at the top of the ladder.
Yeah, it's a bunch of people that are basically mad because Roger Ver, the number one promoter of Bitcoin for the longest time, BTC, is no longer in their camp.
Yeah.
He has taken his ball and he has left and he's joined the Bitcoin Cash camp, and they act like Roger is Bitcoin Cash. He's just one of the promoters of Bitcoin Cash. He didn't program Bitcoin Cash.
People act like Roger is Bitcoin a couple years ago,
right,
because he ran Bitcoin.com. And there's literally like 9 degrees of separation between you and talking to a person at Bitcoin.com because of years of stupid people thinking that Roger and Bitcoin.com are or invented Bitcoin.
So here's how we just got dragged into this recently. We had an emailer who is a Free Talk Live amplifier, or I should say was a Free Talk Live amplifier. And for those that don't know, amplifiers are listeners of ours who give at least $5 a month to Free Talk Live because they appreciate the work that we do here talking about peace and freedom and cryptocurrency here on the radio 7 nights a week. That's what we do. We do it pretty well. We've been doing it for a long time, and we've done it with the help of our listeners, who a couple hundred of them right now are Free Talk Live amplifiers. Over the years, we've had over 1,000 of them, but, you know, people come and go for different reasons. And a lot of times, or every time, whenever somebody cancels, I always send them a note. There's an automated note that goes out, but I also send them a, you know, personal note like, hey, hope everything's all right. You know, I hope to see you back soon. Really appreciate the fact that you supported our show. And Free Talk Live amplifiers, you know, have, most of them will take the time to, you know, write a brief response like, oh yeah, I got fired. You know, my budget's tight. I had to cut something and I cut amp. You know, a lot of times it's something like that. But in this case, the response from the person was as follows. Ian, I loved your work for a long time, but the recent support of Bitcoin Cash has driven me away. And so, of course, I wanted to know more about that because, you know, as I said, I'm not sure I understand. What do you mean by support? Is it because we accept Bitcoin Cash on our donation page? We also accept BTC, Dash, etc. BTC, in fact, is listed first of all of those. Are you saying our show isn't worth supporting because we're not against Bitcoin Cash or because we're not regularly attacking Bitcoin Cash? I'm confused. We almost never talk about Bitcoin Cash in any way. There's really not much to talk about with Bitcoin Cash. I mean, in my opinion, Bitcoin Cash, and we've talked about these things before, so for somebody who's a regular listener, maybe he wasn't, they should know this, but I have not in any way been pushing Bitcoin Cash locally.
You do more to push Dash than you do Bitcoin Cash.
I do, and that doesn't have anything to do with the fact that Dash sponsored Free Talk Live in the past. They aren't currently sponsoring now, although we're going to be pitching them again on it. That had to do with the fact that AnyPay, which is a New Hampshire-based payment services provider. They allow merchants to have a point of sale and take cryptocurrency. When they launched last year, when Bitcoin was becoming really unwieldy and the fees were going insane, Bitcoin fees went up to like $20 per transaction for a while last year.
More than that.
We needed something. There were merchants that were in this area that were taking Bitcoin and their customers had stopped paying with it. Because no customer in their right mind is going to go in and buy a $2 soft drink from Corner News and pay $5 on top of that for the privilege of using Bitcoin. No sane person.
That's not even an exaggeration.
No, it's not. No sane person is going to do that. So we had to do something. I, as the person who assisted many of these local business owners with coming on, I had to go to all of these guys with my tail between my legs saying, hey, sorry, this Bitcoin thing, it's not really working out the way we'd hoped it had. I mean, I still like Bitcoin, but unfortunately, you know, as you know, your customers have dropped off the radar. So if you'd like to keep taking crypto, we think it'd be cool if you did. Here's this thing called Dash, which is what AnyPay had implemented first. They didn't implement Bitcoin Cash first. They implemented Dash. So that was what we went with. And luckily, most of the business owners, in fact, every single one I talked to, I was worried they were going to be like, screw this. You know, we tried this and now, you know, it's not Bitcoin's broken, so we don't want to do anything else. Actually, they were so into cryptocurrency that they were like, heck yeah, sign us up for Dash. Let's do it. So I didn't have anybody turn me down because it wasn't Bitcoin. Right. So now if you go to any of the places that had taken Bitcoin, almost all of them, there might be a couple that we haven't converted. But if you go into the Corner News shop here in Keene, New Hampshire, if you go to Local Burger, if you go to these other stores and restaurants, you can pay with Dash. And now a couple of them have come on with Bitcoin Cash, but that's not because I pitched it to them.
Oh, yeah,
that's
they came to you.
That's because a customer or more than one customer came to them who I don't know and asked them if they could pay with Bitcoin Cash. And then they came to me saying, hey, how do I take Bitcoin Cash? I was like, well, it's finally ready, so here's how you do it. So we're coming up here on this critique about Free Talk Live on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Just because somebody isn't against a thing doesn't necessarily mean that they are a fan of that thing. We're talking about the Bitcoin controversy that has once again reared its ugly head directly in our world here on Free Talk Live. You know, I was hoping that we could move beyond that. I was hoping that people would, once the Bitcoin split into two, there's Bitcoin Cash and there's sort of Bitcoin Core, for lack of a better term. I think that better describes BTC than calling it Bitcoin, because in my opinion, Bitcoin doesn't exist anymore. The original Bitcoin is gone, and there are now like 70 different Bitcoin variants, Bitcoin Core being BTC, and then Bitcoin Cash being the first official fork from the original Bitcoin. But that's what we're discussing, and we're going to continue that here, because somebody has said the reason why they've quit amping the show is because we support Bitcoin Cash. And
really petty.
It is very petty, but we'll get into it because the pettiness has only just begun.
Okay.
So
it'd be like telling me that that Cult of Freedom supports Bitcoin Cash because we talk about them and I say nice things about Roger from time to time.
Because you don't hate, you must support.
We're sponsored by an ASIC-resistant coin that, like, their entire marketing team hates Roger Ver. okay, who cares? Whatever. I mean, Vertcoin doesn't like Bitcoin Cash. I don't care. I don't care who likes who. I want the best coin to win. That's yes. what I want. I want it to be an absolute bloodbath because competition is good. I buy privacy coins because I ideologically am aligned with the ideas of privacy. I love things like Verge and Zencash and Monero. I love these kinds of technologies because they're built around maintaining my privacy. But yep. If you want to pay me in Bitcoin, pay me in Bitcoin. If you want to pay me in Bitcoin Cash, I am happy to accept Bitcoin Cash. If you can trade it on an exchange, you can pay me in Vulcan, whatever the heck it's called. And if you can trade it on an exchange, I am happy to accept it as payment.
And every single one of us takes Federal Reserve notes, but nobody's sure. ever took issue with that.
That's a great point.
So,
you haven't gone 100% Bitcoin only, so therefore you support the Federal Reserve and the government murder.
And you and
I
even have actually seen
people
that are
like that. Like, yeah. At least there's some logic to that, even though it's crazy.
Since you bring up some of the privacy coins, Will, let's talk briefly about Zencash, which is a sponsor here on Free Talk Live. And they're a great sponsor because they're a liberty-oriented privacy coin. There are lots of, you know, privacy coins out there competing. They, of course, have some of the best technology, like zero-knowledge anonymity. So they've got the tech where it counts in the privacy sector. But they've also got the voluntarist philosophy that was the foundational beliefs that helped create Zencash. Not only that, turns out the market supports them. They've got over 11,000 secure nodes, which means they've got more nodes operating than Bitcoin does. So you'd need to look into Zencash. Whether it's right for you or not, that's another question. You've got to decide that. Go to Zencash.com. You can read their white paper there. It actually mentions voluntarism there in the white paper more than once. And once again, it's Zencash, Zencash.com. So we've got a Free Talk Live amplifier who I'm not going to name. There's no reason to do that unless he wants to call in, in which case he's welcome to do so, who cited that we support Bitcoin Cash, so therefore he does not want to support us. And I said, well, you know, what do you mean by support? Is it because we're not regularly attacking this one of 1,500 different cryptos that we're therefore a supporter of it? Or is it because we have Bitcoin.com as an advertiser here on Free Talk Live, and that website happens to be a fairly supportive site of Bitcoin Cash? And so he writes back and he says, the big turnoff for me is the Bitcoin Cash giveaway that we did months ago. Roger came on the air and he was willing to give away a dollar's worth of Bitcoin Cash to anybody who responded to the advertisement.
A dollar.
And I doubled it to another dollar's worth, so we were giving away $2 worth. You laugh, but 100 people came in within weeks and claimed their $2 worth of Bitcoin Cash.
I'm laughing because we used to give away $10 increments of everything from Putin coins to Ruby coins to denariuses, like whatever made up nonsense people could come up with. We would give $10 away of it a day, and I would still do it if we had sponsors that would pay to do that.
Well, were doing it as a contest. You were doing it as like
either
the first
way,
person who called
still
into the
show. Be construed as you're promoting flash coins. No, bro, I'm just giving it away because I'm promoting crypto.
So, Roger, he says, yes, it's a rather delayed reaction because, again, that episode happened like in November and now he's canceling his amp. He says, I know Roger's been a big supporter for you for approximately forever, but with this Bitcoin Cash thing of his, it's not his thing, he's just a supporter of it from what I can tell. We met the programmer of Bitcoin Cash. He's a French guy named Amaury Sechet and he was at Anarchapulco. But anyway, he says his website and Twitter accounts are outright lying and scamming innocent people. Anyone who's directly or tacitly supporting his scam is not someone I can support. For what it's worth, when Roger first jumped on the BCH wagon, I still thought of him as a good guy for liberty and defended him, but in the following months it became clear that he'd lost not only the technical script that makes Bitcoin great, but the moral compass that we as voluntarists most hold. So now I'm like, okay, this is a pretty serious allegation. He has just accused Roger Ver, who's one of the longest supporters of Free Talk Live, and somebody who I would call a friend, of committing fraud. So if that's true, if it's true that Roger Ver is committing fraud, I want to know about it because I don't want to be on the air talking about a company or a person or a website or whatever that is committing fraud and can be proven to be committing fraud. I want to see the evidence. So I wrote back. I said, hey, that's pretty serious allegations. What's the scam you're alleging? We certainly don't want to be part of a scam, so please tell me more. I then looped in Mark and Daryl into this so we could all kind of, you know, see exactly what's going on. We had a board meeting about about this last night of, you know, me, Mark, and Daryl, the main hosts here on Free Talk Live. And so he responds. He says, hi, guys. I appreciate that you're taking this seriously. Honestly, I'd assumed you'd already been made aware of Roger's fraudulent actions already. He says, Roger currently controls three important internet properties relating to Bitcoin, the r/BTC subreddit, Bitcoin.com, and the @Bitcoin Twitter handle. Now, I've heard that that he doesn't control the @Bitcoin Twitter handle, but regardless, that's his claim. These three outlets have been actively perpetrating several fraudulent myths about Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and the Bitcoin software currently known as Bitcoin Core, but previously known as Bitcoin QT. He then provides links to a Cointelegraph article about this lawsuit, Will, that you say has completely fizzled out.
Yes.
That they tried to raise money to hire an attorney to go after Roger for these alleged fraudulent claims.
Well, yeah, because supposedly they had this, like, tidal wave of people that wanted to sign on for this class action lawsuit.
That was what
and
they
all had thousands of dollars to piss away in this ridiculous investment because they were so stupid that somehow they got scammed into not knowing that BCH is not BTC. Yeah. But they don't have a few bucks to kick in for a crowdsource to get legal help to get their money back.
And the existence of a class action lawsuit in no way proves that someone could. I don't care if they won. The existence of a class action lawsuit does not prove that somebody committed fraud or anything.
They couldn't come up with $4,000. Right. They couldn't come up with $4,000.
Of a supposed global movement of angry people who, yeah, many of whom, you know, in the Bitcoin community have a lot of Bitcoin that they could have contributed, right? Like, there's plenty of people who are Bitcoin maximalists who have a lot of Bitcoin. And they could, any one of them could have probably individually funded attorney's fees if they believed there were actually a case.
Oh, yeah.
And from what I can tell, there's not.
Like I said, we have a guy on the show. My co-host three nights a week is an attorney. He works in the cybersecurity world. He used to work in the patent world. And he's we've been covering the show since the beginning of the discussion, on my show, since the beginning of the discussion. Every little nitpicky little nonsense, we've covered it because it's a big story in the crypto community. And Tom laughed.
At
the whole concept of a lawsuit.
Yeah, and we've got Melanie here. She went to law school as well.
So. It's ridiculous. It's patently ridiculous.
So what he provides as his evidence at this point, and I ask him for clarity a little bit later, but he provides links to a Twitter account by an account named Money Triggs, who clearly has an axe to grind.
Money Triggs is the one who started
he tried to fundraiser
and then had to refund the $3,700 that he was able to raise in a little over a month.
His website that was like bitcoincomlawsuit.info, it just forwards to Google now, so there's not even anything there. I tried to go to it just before the show. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So my response is like, yeah, Twitter allegations are not what happened to you. How are you fraud?
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here, our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about cryptocurrency. We haven't done a real heavy crypto show in a while here on Free Talk Live. It's Ian, Melanie, and Will in the studio here tonight. We're talking about the ongoing petty battling between the Bitcoin Core supporters and the Bitcoin Cash supporters. And one of the petty, you know, arguments is over what Bitcoin Core should be called. I'm calling it Bitcoin Core, and we can get into it a little bit more, because it makes it clear to me which one I'm talking about. Because yeah. I don't believe there is just one Bitcoin. And a lot of these allegations, this person who's emailing says Roger Ver, who's one of the sponsors of Free Talk Live, is committing fraud. And I want to know if fraud is being committed, because I don't want to be associated with it. I want to be able to identify what that fraud is specifically, so it can either be corrected or we can disassociate completely with anybody that is committing that fraud.
And this just seems like an IP claim on the word Bitcoin.
It's not. Well,
it's the best I can figure.
Well, which, of course, they have no claim because there is no owner of the idea of Bitcoin, which I'm sure makes them very angry.
Well, because IP is BS. Yeah.
Justin Koinomi. This is Justin Koinomi. Yeah. So that's by no far all
of
them.
It's a wallet. That's a multi-crypto wallet.
I have 7 different Bitcoins.
Mm-hmm.
Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin Gold, Bitcoin Plus, Bitcoin Private, Bitcoin Z.
Wow.
Just,
I don't have that many.
Well, I mean, I don't own that many. I'm
saying you could.
That's what they have.
Right.
And then you've also got Bitcoin Tether and Bitcoin Atom.
There's also a website out there, Will, and I'm sorry I don't remember what it is, but it actually has tracked all of the Bitcoin forks that have happened in the last year, and there's been like 70 of them.
Yeah.
No joke.
70 Bitcoin forks.
Not all of them have materialized, but dozens of them have.
Is that only hard forks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So... anyway, if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. I mean, the phones are open at 855-450-FREE like freedom. But, you know, we'll let this guy continue to make his argument. Because I said, look, you're making a serious allegation here.
And I've got a problem, right? Like, I've got a problem of, I've got a longtime supporter of Roger Ver and a longtime supporter of this emailer here who is a Free Talk Live amplifier, supporter of the show, you know, sends $5 a month in or whatever the amount was. I'm sorry if it wasn't five, it was at least five. I don't have that detail in front of me, but, you know, supporter of Free Talk Live. I've got two different supporters saying, one of them saying, your other supporter is a fraud. And so I need to know if that's true. So I wrote him back saying, hey, look, you know, you've given me some Twitter accounts showing some pictures from Roger's website that are really more of like opinions about who owns the idea of Bitcoin and what a Bitcoin is. And ultimately, people having different opinions about, you know, what is the true Bitcoin is just a matter of opinion. Of course, one side's going to say, well, our opinion's right. And the other side's going to say, well, our opinion's right. And my viewpoint is, look, man, they're all Bitcoin to me.
Yeah, for real, yeah. Disagreeing with you on what the best cryptocurrency is not fraud.
Not fraud.
For real,
that's
yeah.
the same
Which
thing.
Which is what we're dealing with. Yeah.
I like Coke.
I like Pepsi.
Well, you say you like Pepsi. That's fraud if you like Pepsi. No, it's with no, what?
So he goes on. He points out these links to MoneyTrig's Twitter, which, again, shows pictures from Bitcoin.com. Which, again, we talked earlier about Bitcoin.com. They sell Bitcoin Cash, and they sell Bitcoin Core, and they make it clear which one they're selling. Mm-hmm. Now, there was one thing that wasn't clear, and I'll get into that coming up here in a moment. So I do agree with him on one point. But he goes on to talk about Bitcoin is an internet money protocol. It's consensus-driven and can only be changed by consensus. In August of 2017, there was a fork from Bitcoin called Bitcoin Cash due specifically to a lack of consensus about increasing the block size. And I would say that's pretty accurate so far. At the time of the fork and subsequently, Bitcoin Cash implemented incompatible changes to its protocol, permanently separating it from Bitcoin.
But they announced that. It's not like that was a secret.
Correct. And the market got to decide.
That is correct.
The Bitcoin Cash people said, we're going over here. These Bitcoin Core folks, they won't implement the changes we think they should implement, so we're just going to go ahead and do our own thing. Split.
Yeah.
And then the market, the miners, got to decide. If you've got a mining rig and you're mining Bitcoin Core, do you want to stay on that? Or do you want to move it over to this new thing, this Bitcoin Cash? Some of them went to Bitcoin Cash. Some of them stuck with Bitcoin Core. And now today, you've got two major competitors that basically came from the same seed of the original Bitcoin. So going on here with his explanation, he says there's no such thing as a cryptocurrency called Bitcoin Core, no matter how much Roger et al. Want to claim that there are, quote, two kinds of Bitcoin. Well, first of all, I wouldn't say there are two kinds of Bitcoin. I'd say there are about 70 different kinds of Bitcoin. You just went through about seven or eight of them earlier. A year ago, there was one Bitcoin. A year ago, there was BTC. The original Bitcoin that in August split into two, BTC and then BCH, Bitcoin Cash, and then Bitcoin Gold came out off the BTC, and then Bitcoin Diamond, and then Bitcoin this and that, and this and that, and this and that, and now there's, 70 of them. And so, no, there's not two kinds of Bitcoin, but I can understand why the people who are at the top talking about these things would like to restrict the discussion to those two, because there are two relevant forms of Bitcoin, right? Bitcoin Gold was the third one, and it's sort of in the top 20 or 30 now. I don't know where it's at. It was in the top 10, but it's fallen off a cliff, and the rest of them are not even worth talking about. So there's the two Bitcoins that are worth talking about, which is Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. But as he points out, he says there's no such thing as a cryptocurrency called Bitcoin Core. And this is one of the things that really gets the goat of these people who are let's call them Bitcoin maximalists or true believers, is that if you go to Bitcoin.org, it talks about Bitcoin. That's the original Bitcoin website. It's branded as Bitcoin. On most exchanges, it's called Bitcoin. It's true that most people don't refer to it as Bitcoin Core. But from my perspective, and again, this has nothing to do with fraud. This is just about beliefs about what Bitcoin is. The original Bitcoin is programmed by Satoshi Nakamoto, who he then disappeared, or she, or whoever Satoshi Nakamoto is, disappeared in 2011. So we don't know what Satoshi Nakamoto thinks about the current status of Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and all that. But regardless, that original creation no longer exists in its original form. So that version of Bitcoin is gone. And it died, to my mind, last year in August when the Bitcoin programmers put into place this thing called segregated witness, which I'm not going to begin to try to explain. They claim that it's some sort of change to their protocol that will help Bitcoin scale on into the future. I don't know if there's been any proof that that's true or not, but regardless, they made a fundamental change to how Bitcoin worked, but they kept the BTC name. They kept the BTC, ticker symbol. They kept that ticker symbol. And they continue to call it Bitcoin. But because there are these other Bitcoins out there, like Bitcoin Cash, because, again, Bitcoin Cash isn't – it's a fork from the original Bitcoin. There's an argument that Bitcoin Cash is more true to the original Bitcoin, but it's not the original Bitcoin because it's got an 8-megabyte block, and the original one didn't have an 8-megabyte block, and so on and so forth. But regardless, every other one of these Bitcoins has a modifier after it: Bitcoin Gold, Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin Diamond. So – to me, it makes sense, given that BTC, Bitcoin Core, so like the word core works for BTC, and further, that's what the programmers of Bitcoin call their official software. So it's not like somebody just made up Bitcoin Core out of nowhere. It's not like the Bitcoin Cash camp made up Bitcoin Core and said, let's just call it that. Because, I mean, if they wanted to be really petty, they could just call it Bitcoin Crap or be really insulting, right? But no, they called it Bitcoin Core. Because when you go to Bitcoin.org, the official Bitcoin website, and you download their software, what is that called? It's called Bitcoin Core. So the Bitcoin programmers themselves had said, well, our software should be called Bitcoin Core. So why shouldn't the coin itself be referred to as Bitcoin Core?
Because I'm offended.
Right. I mean, that's really.
Yeah, I mean, really. Because
fraud.
We're 14 years old, yeah. And we're standing in the locker room with our, you know, with our uniforms on, with our cheerleaders, and we're waiting to run on the field because that team sucks.
Yeah.
Woohoo! And that, I mean, that's literally what it feels like now. It's like 14-year-olds screaming at each other in a football stadium over whose school rivalry is best. And, no, man, we won the golden chicken this year. Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
So, going on here, he says, he'd love to see Free Talk Live strongly distance itself from Roger and Bitcoin Cash, as the whole Bitcoin Cash debacle currently driving a wedge between important parts of the Liberty community, and your voice of reason could potentially help settle it once and for all. Now, the interesting thing about this claim is it's not the first time it's been made. There was another Free Talk Live amplifier who wrote a similar email within the last 2 months, who also was pulling his amp because of our so-called support for Bitcoin Cash. Now, we managed to talk him back into the fold by pointing out, hey, you know, we have hosts on the show who prefer Bitcoin Core, like Chris, our Thursday night co-host. He's a fan of that. So, like, to blame some of the hosts for what some of the other hosts, you know, say is ridiculous. And, again, what other show is promoting liberty in any way, shape, or form on the radio waves? The fact, we'll come back with more here. There's more on the way. Hour number two is coming up. You can take control and bring up what you want. The Bitcoin war, unfortunately, continues.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.